Hey, good day, everyone. I'm Rob Aspero, and I'm with the Viral Volley Podcast and VolleyballMag.com. And with me, I've got current Cal 2 LMU transfer, E.L. Lindahl, who is in San Diego, California, here joining me this week on the Viral Volley Podcast. Thanks, E.L., for coming on the show this week.
Thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
Well, it's so exciting to actually catch you here because, as we were saying earlier, it's been 3 months since I've seen you. It's the last weekend of collegiate beach volleyball, technically, because it was at the Pac-12 South at Mapes Beach at UCLA.
Yeah, it's crazy that we were there playing, and then a couple days later, we were just all flying home and season was over.
Well, let me hit you up with one of the questions that I had in mind for you today, because there is some recent news that has come out that is very positive, in my opinion, but I'd rather have you as a player and a club coach now speak into this. This Friday, June 12th, California Governor Gavin Newsom has loosened the restrictions and has allowed for clubs and or fitness clubs and camps to go back into business. And with that restriction in California, what does that mean for beach programs, be it club or even collegiate or even things like CBVA, AVP, Next, P1440, you name it?
Yeah, so I actually coach at Wave Volleyball Club in San Diego on the beach side, and we had our soft opening this week, and we've had some privates and semi-privates, and it is crazy the precautions that they've taken. I mean, the directors have spent weeks, months preparing for this. Like, there's caution tape everywhere. It's marked where you should be standing. You get your temperature checked before you enter the facility. There's automatic hand dispensers for hand sanitizer everywhere. Like, we have balls marked for each court, so we're not mixing balls. You're in a certain stable group, so you're not like mixing with different players. There's obviously no high fives, contact or anything, and the coaches are wearing masks. So I mean, like, it's definitely like crazy to see just how different it is right now. But I mean, it's amazing being back on the sand and being back with the coaches and stuff.
Now, how awkward is it to be in the venue? Because I've been to the Wave Beach complex and it's a phenomenal complex.
It's amazing. Oh my God.
But what is it like interacting with the other players that, you know, you may have not seen in the last few months?
I know, we all see each other and we're like, oh, like, we want to hug each other, like, and then we all have like want to high five and fist bump after good plays and stuff. So we're just kind of like pausing and like just being extra loud vocally, I guess.
Well, I'm sure Matt and Mike are pretty stressed out right now with these new with this loosening, but I know there's probably a lot of burden on them to maintain a safe environment for all the athletes that are there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, their first priority is making sure that all the guidelines are followed and that everyone's health is like maintained and stuff. So, I mean, they're doing a great job with that. And I mean, it's just hard watching them coach in masks in like the 85 degree heat when there's no wind coming by.
Well, it's just great to have all of you back on the court and to see, you know, the outstanding athletes like yourself. Obviously got to see you at Cal, and we'll talk a little bit where you've ended up, but a little bit later here in our interview. But I wanted to hit you up in regards to this recent season now. During this shortened 2020 season, you and your partner, Mima Mirkovic, played at the number ones with a 9-1 record and had two huge wins over ranked teams. What made you two so successful this season for Cal?
Yeah, I mean, I love Mima so much. She is an amazing person and an amazing player, obviously. Everyone knows that. But I think both of us just had that goal of wanting to win as our number one priority. And we just had great chemistry on the court. And it was just always so fun playing and battling with her. Like, we both just grinded so hard. It was awesome.
And just from the sense of talking with you, it seems like you're the fire and ice pair, because Mima is definitely fire. And I'll have to say, I'm going to give a shout out, represent Irvine, Mima. You know I'm with you. And you've got to be the cool as ice, because you're the smooth operator on the court when I just see your guys' chemistry, especially at that Pac-12 South tournament that very last weekend of the shortened season.
Yeah, that was so fun. Oh my God. No, that was so awesome.
Well, know that you and Mima were one of the favorite plays I saw this year with the famous love shove. When you were up at the net and Mima threw you off to the side to block, and you guys ended up winning the rally.
Yeah, I remember that, actually. It was honestly a pretty hard shove, but whatever gets the job done.
Well, so, you know, I did mention earlier that you transferred, but before we talk about where you're ending up at, what are your thoughts on finishing your career at Cal with the second most victories in program history? I mean, that's an excellent accomplishment.
I actually had no idea that that was like even something I was in the running for until afterwards, but now it makes me angry that I didn't get to finish because there's a chance that I could have been the number one record holder.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, the one thing that I'm seeing is, you know, all the programs in the Pac-12 are improving with talent. And, you know, especially the San Diego area is bringing a lot of talent into Collegiate Beach. So,
yeah.
And Wave is one of the clubs that's generating that talent.
Oh, definitely. It's so cool. And I feel like all of the Wave girls have kind of spread out where they've gone, which is really cool just to see them like across the country.
Well, so looking back at Cal, which would you say was your most memorable year there? And do any particular matches stick out for you?
There are a couple. So in 2018, me and Alexia Inman were at the twos or threes. I think we were at the two spot at the Pac-12 championships. And we played against U of A. And that was our game to keep the team alive. And like everyone was there. And it was such a long game. I think that one was like 31-29 or something. And then in that same tournament, like the next game, we played against UW and we were again the team to keep the whole team alive. And I think that one went to three and we ended up winning like 15-10 or something. Like it was really close. And it was just so cool, like having the whole team around us cheering and just feeling the support of everyone. And then obviously this year with Mima against USC, like it's just really cool when the game, like the whole match or the whole duel goes down to your match and just your whole team is there supporting. It's just a really cool feeling.
Well, it was definitely a high drama match. It was that Saturday night at the Pac-12 South. And, you know, for our viewers and listeners, it came down to the number one court. It was you and Mima against Haley Harward and Haley Holgren.
Mm-hmm.
And is I believe it's a 3-set tiebreak was
involved. Yeah. Yeah, it was. We were up by like, it was like 14-10 or something. And then I think at like 14-14, we should have called a timeout, but we didn't.
Well, you delivered in the clutch and seeing how fired up both of you were, not just Mima, made it such an exciting way to close out that particular duel with SC coming out with a 3-2 victory. I mean, it was high action and there was a lot of energy between both sides.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. It was such fun volleyball. I love it.
Now, in light of this shortened season, you know, the NCAA was granting seniors an additional year of eligibility due to the COVID pandemic. And what brought you to your decision to transfer to play for John Mayer over at Loyola Marymount?
So I definitely was really set on coming back to Southern California. I loved my experience at Cal, but I really wanted to come back and I wanted to live in LA for sure. And I was actually already talking to John and Betsy about being their volunteer assistant for the fall before all of this happened. So when I was granted that extra year after everything happened, we kind of talked about it and decided that playing would also be really cool. And I mean, getting my master's is awesome. Like continuing my education is really important to me. So I'm really excited.
Well, John and Betsy are doing incredible work, and Aaron with that program at Loyola Marymount, and they're young and with your experience, and I think they're going to become even more potent with you playing as low as the threes, but as high as the ones, potentially for the Lions.
Yeah, I'm so excited to learn from them. I mean, John and Betsy are obviously amazing coaches, but like they both played great volleyball in the AVP, and I'm really excited to learn from all the girls on the team as well. Like there's a lot of international players and there's like a lot of different styles of play that I'm excited to learn from.
Well, hopefully no one will give you the love shove that Mima gave you, Marymount.
If we win, I'll take it.
Now, from a non-collegiate standpoint, basically playing in the AVPs and other tournaments, I noticed that you had been trending upwards since you started playing in AVPs, with your best finish being a ninth with Hawaii's Morgan Martin. What has allowed you to elevate your play each year?
I mean, it's definitely really cool looking back and seeing that I've bettered my finishes each year. I mean, I feel like over the last couple of years, I've really kind of zoned in on my mantra that, like, if I was doing so good. To trust the process. Like, I train so much. Like, I play almost every single day, and I lift like at least 3 times a week, and I try to do my conditioning. Like, I really, really, really want it, and there are so many failures along the way. Like, it's crazy. If you were to look at it on paper, like, it would look crazy that I'm still doing this, you know what I mean? Like, but getting those finishes and knowing that it pays off at some point is so rewarding, and it's cool.
Well, I noticed, so, that there was a break in play in 2017. I was looking at the beach volleyball database. I was like, wait a second, there are no results in 2017. Did you take a break, go on vacation, injury?
I actually played for an Italian beach volleyball tour called WVBF. So I was in Italy and Switzerland playing.
How was that experience? I had no idea that was.
Yeah. It's like a really small tour actually, but I mean, a lot, like, Derek Olson has done it and Kim DiCello played on it a little bit. It was so cool. I mean, getting to play in those places in Italy, we played in Giari, like down in Sicily, mm-hmm. in this square, like Times Square kind of place. And we played like at 11 PM and it was packed, and we ended up winning it actually. And it was a really cool experience. And Switzerland was obviously beautiful too.
Right. Right. Now, we're nearly 3 months into sheltering in or quarantine, and what have you been doing to keep in volleyball shape physically and mentally?
Yeah, so I've actually been playing for the last couple of weeks, but before that, I mean, I was going stir crazy doing at-home workouts in my garage with my, like, no weights that I have, but my parents do have a treadmill, so I was running a lot, like, probably, like, way too much, but it was a good way to get a workout in, and then doing some hill sprints and stuff. But I mean, I play so much volleyball, like, constantly year round, and I love that. But I mean, I thought that maybe that was a good time for me to take a small break, since I don't plan on taking a break for like the next like 10 plus years. So I kind of stepped away a little bit, but I'm always involved. Like, I'm always like kind of watching film and stuff like that.
You're a diehard, huh?
I really am. I love it so much.
Now, we'd actually alluded to this a little earlier in one of the questions and one of the responses, but it just seems like there is a ton of talent coming out of San Diego. I mean, just in the 2 years I've been plugged into juniors and the clubs, you know, Wave, Coast, Tamarack, all these clubs in San Diego are producing phenomenal talent, not only on the beach, but indoor. You have people like Savannah Rennie, or, you know, even on the guys' side, Camden Gianni. What's happening in San Diego? Is there something in the water that's bringing out all these new good players?
There must be. I mean, it's crazy, though. There are so many good players from San Diego. I mean, it probably attests to, like, the amazing coaches that we have here in San Diego.
Like yourself?
it's all me. No, but, I mean, I don't know. I'm so grateful for all the coaches I had in San Diego. Like, Matt and Mike are, like, they're my mentors still today. They are everything I value, like, in being a person, in being, like the characters that I want to have, and being the player that I want to be.
I obviously know on the indoor side, Brennan Dean at Wave, and worked with Matt and Mike on the beach side, but I just feel like there's a different atmosphere created for not only athletes, but the staff there of that program. Can you talk a little bit about what they've created there at Wave?
Yeah, I love working there so much. Brennan is great, but I mean, I directly work with Matt and Mike, and I love all the people that coach there. It's such a great experience. They always make sure that we're prioritizing like good, safe volleyball, and that the kids are always having fun. So like all the ages, we're just kind of making sure that we're doing everything that we can as coaches to make a great experience. And it's so cool to be around that. And I feel like I'm learning so much even as a player.
Well, let's go off the court now. You've taken on a new position at an incredible beach volleyball resource, collegebeachvb.com. Can you talk about how you came into that position and what you'll be doing?
Yeah, so collegebeachvb.com is something that Mike Placzek started 2 years ago, maybe three. And it is a website for people to look at all the scores for college beach volleyball and stay up to date. And I mean, it's amazing. I literally like every single person on my team looks at it right after we play to see how everyone else across the country is doing. I mean, it was a brilliant idea by Mike and he executed it amazingly. So I've been running the Instagram for about 2 months now. And I just really want to make sure that I'm highlighting all the players across the country. I mean, it's so cool how fast the sport is growing.
Well, there are definitely a lot of exciting athletes. And one of the things that I'm passionate about is getting the personalities like yourself in the public spotlight, because I mean, I've only come across incredible people, and I think having you running their Instagram account, it's only going to make that account grow exponentially. So, you know, what kinds of things are you looking at doing to, I guess, bring more people to the not only their social media, but also to the site itself?
Yeah, so like in the beginning of quarantine, I was doing these quarantine features, and I was featuring different teams and what they're doing during their quarantine, which is kind of cool for people to look at and stuff. And then I really like having people do takeovers, because there is a lot of different followers and people can ask them questions and learn about like their journeys, because everyone really seems to have a different journey with how they came through college and then the professional tour. And yeah, I just want to spread the sport and grow it as much as I can.
Now, just for our viewers and listeners, can you give us the handle and the website as well so they can check out your work and check out what Mike's doing over there on the website?
Yeah, definitely. So the website is collegebeachvb.com, and then the Instagram is at collegebeachvb.
Excellent. Hey, so we're going to jump over to the educational side of you and what you're pursuing. But at Cal, you were listed as a cognitive science major. Now,
yeah.
Are you changing it up to potentially pursue a volleyball career and or off the court or a marketing career?
Yeah, so I'm going to be doing my MS in marketing at LMU, and I'm really excited. I feel like it's going to complement everything I got with my cognitive science degree. Sorry, my dogs are barking.
That's right. They want to get on the show too.
They really do. It's not their time. So, but yeah, it's going to be cool.
Now, do you have any immediate plans after this year, right into play, look for work or?
Yeah, coach? I mean, we'll see. Now that I'm getting this master's, I feel like it definitely opens up a lot of things for me if I want to pursue something in that field. But yeah, I'm definitely pursuing professional beach volleyball on the AVP tour and internationally is my number one priority, at least for the first couple of years post-graduate school. So I'm just going to see where that takes me. And I feel like I'll find something along the way.
That'll be exciting to see, just because seeing your development all through your career and seeing how you finished up your final year of eligibility and then move out into the competitive professional tours. So exciting times. Want to end with asking you, or just maybe giving a statement of encouragement, because obviously we've had a lot of stuff happen. I'm not going to mention here. I'm sure people are familiar, but I mean, it's easy to kind of lose hope and be disappointed at the situation, but what would you offer as words of encouragement and hope?
Definitely just to keep going. I mean, things will get better, and like the only thing you can do is take things day by day and control what you're doing with your time and making sure that you're making a positive impact on the world, you know?
Well, that's excellent stuff. And hey, I'd like to thank you for coming on again. Hey, everyone, this is Aya Lindahl of Loyola Marymount University. She'll be playing for Coach John Mayer and Betsy Flynn, one of my fave defenders and rocket hitters for the 5859 range people that I like to follow, like Aya.
Thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
All right, Aya, take care.